And how has your work evolved? I mean, you've been a consultant or advisor an agent in the world creating change. I mean, how long have you been doing this, and how has your work evolved in that period?
Well, my first real experience working in a large-scale change initiative was working underneath you. And that was, I think I started in 1995. We had a relationship, and in 96 I went to work for you. So over the last 13 years or so, I've had a chance to work in several large-scale change initiatives and a lot of small ones. And it has strengthened my belief in this kind of messy ecological way of moving forward. I think of the leaders who succeed are more like Daniel Boone than they are like NASA. You know, NASA has a contingency plan for every possible thing. They spend billions of dollars figuring out, you know, all the devices they have, all the training that needs to go into it. I mean, every astronaut that goes up into space has got, you know, probably 90% of their training they'll never use because it's in case something happens. Right. And that's great for sending a person up in space. Right. But for leading a major change initiative, that's not great. For one thing, it's tremendously resource intensive. And the other more important thing is that I believe it just completely takes your eye off the ball. Mm-hmm. And the ball is where the life force is trying to emerge through that organization. Where is the change alive? Where's their passion? Where are these hot groups? Where is value being generated? Because that's what excites professionals. Mm-hmm. When they can see their knowledge being applied and making a difference, that's what makes them, you know, that's what makes an engineer or an accountant or an IT person or, you know, all these kind of introverted, you know, professionals that we think of, that's what sets them on fire. So when you ask how has my work evolved, I feel strengthened that this way of working through conversation, through story, through community is the way that real change takes place. Mm-hmm.